Blog Talk Radio.
Cried, screaming, deceiving, and bleeding through.
to another night of Into the Darkness Radio. I am Matt. I'm actually trying to get a hold of Brittany at the moment. So, just kind of kick off a little bit and see if I can get a hold of her, and a show will go on. But anyway, hope everybody had a great week. I don't have anybody to do back and forth with right now. This is kind of depressing. So I will just get into it and let you know what had been going on, basically, in my week. So I actually did some pretty cool stuff. We a couple of my friends and I did the movie premiere for David Scott and John Stevens at the Portage Theater downtown Chicago. That was Friday night. Really cool event. A whole bunch of people came out. It was like a horror film festival thing, and David had an amazing film, and John was one of the actors in it. They did just a great, great job. Shot really good. What a damn psychological twist thriller, let me tell you. Hopefully he'll be putting it out, and he can get you the information on where to view it, because it is really cool, and it really does make you think. So even more fun. It's not just a stupid film that, you know, like Paranormal Activity, where it's just kind of lame and freakish. It's more, like I said, psychological. So that was Friday night. Sunday, as of yesterday, there was a charity event called St. Baldrick's, which I went to in downtown Aurora, Illinois. And it was at Ballydoyle's Irish Pub. You know, pretty big place, but it was just so, so completely packed. Ended up raising for everybody that was there and involved just in that one day at that location. Ended up raising a little over $97,000 just for one location, and all of it goes to children's cancer research. So great, great foundation, great people. And if you're wondering, yes, I did get my head shaved. And it's not like clip trim. It's like down to the scalp, no guides, no nothing, which I usually buzz my hair, but I've never been this short before. And let me tell you, currently right now it is 33 degrees. And when you're bald, you definitely feel it. It was a bunch of my friends and their wives and stuff went down there, and the wives didn't get it done, but all the guys ended up getting their head shaved, so we were walking around just looking like a bunch of cue balls. Second year, the group that I went with ended up raising, not a staggering amount, but definitely for the amount of time that we did it in, it was great. So thank you to everybody who donated for that. We raised just under $2,000 between the few of us in a short amount of time. So that was definitely cool. Appreciated so much by everybody. Then after that, which I will get into in a little bit, went to the Great Escape restaurant, which is in Schiller Park, Illinois. And was Ursula Bielski was there. Carl was there. David Weismer, just a bunch of people. We all got together. Willie Edkins. We all got together, had dinner, and then did kind of a little bit of an investigation afterwards, which is a place that I checked out before with a local FM radio station around Halloween, and really didn't come up with much the first night that we did it, but the second night, that definitely was that was the big one. Last night, I had a bunch of EVPs. If everybody's heard of the flashlight test, if you're in the paranormal, or, you know, turn it on for yes, turn it off, you know, turn it on, turn it off. Well, I do mine a little bit differently, just because there are so many variables in what it is to do that, and what environmental atmospheric pressure effects can actually mess with and screw with. Not it being a true test of it turning on because it has something to do with something unexplained. There's a lot of ways to explain it. So what I do is I will go and I take my laser grid, which is just a little, you know, pen-sized one like everybody's got, And I have the basically it's to change the beams is a mechanic, or it's an actual mechanical barrel on the front of it that you can, it has to be moved. It doesn't just kind of flop around, it doesn't float. It physically has to be turned. So it's turn clockwise for yes, counterclockwise for no. Just a couple different ways, and we're getting some good responses out of that. The other thing that we, I mean, just a bunch of EVPs. We got just a bunch of stuff. So I have still have to go through it, but during the live audio review, as we were there, was when we were noticing a lot of answers that we were hearing coming through the actual digital voice recorder speaker itself. The PX2 device was going crazy. Not too much with the K2, but we were getting some spikes on the millimeters. Just a couple different things that happened. So once I go through all of the actual audio and all that stuff, I will keep you notified on what I end up getting. And for what it is, being a public place, I will post it on Facebook under the CPR Matt page. I'll get in a little bit more of what we're asking and what we actually, feel like we did a damn good job accomplishing last night. The other thing I do want to say for anybody that is local, this coming Wednesday, Tokyo Bay Sushi Place, the place that I love, 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 is doing a charity fundraiser for, and I'm trying to find it right now, but for some reason it doesn't seem to be on that page at the moment, is a for an no-kill animal rescue shelter. And it's when Ken, the owner of the place, he throws an event, it's a big event. I mean, there's always tons of people that come out. It's all great people. We get a lot of regulars, a lot of, same faces that come through there. But it's another thing that's for a good cause, and it's an amazing foundation, which I just did find the information. It's the Forever Rescue Fundraiser. It's Sushi for a Cause. So that will be it's showing from 6 to 9, but I know that it will last longer than that. And just so far on Facebook, I mean, we're basically at over 100 confirmed, and then another looks like 86 maybes. So if you're in the Naperville, Aurora, Chicagoland area, come check it out. I'll be there. I'm actually off work on my normal job on Wednesdays, so that will be literally the whole time that I'll probably be getting there about 4:30 or so, just to see if they need help setting up and doing all that. So would love to see if you can make it out. That would be great. I'll be there, like I said. It seems to be definitely the fundraiser thing, and I do have to wish my friend Kathy, who was a server there, is moving, kind of bouncing around the country right now. Her boyfriend Matt is in the military, and she'll be moving with him. So Kathy, I wish you the best of luck, and we'll definitely miss you at the event. So with that said, let me see if I can get some information on what's going on and why I am the only one here. So I will be back momentarily. was not going to happen tonight, which I didn't know that, so I just went ahead and launched it. But anyway, I don't know exactly what's going on, but I hope Brittany's okay. I hope Kevin's okay and everything. So I heard back from Kevin momentarily ago, and all he said was that Britt got a hold of you, and she had not. So I'm not exactly sure what happened, but I hope that everybody is great. And there's just maybe a, you know, time restriction thing or something came up that isn't really negative. But anyway, since I know that people don't want to sit and listen to me talk to myself for the next hour and a half and 40 seconds, I have to say that I will probably just end up calling it due to, I don't know exactly what happened. So I do apologize to everybody. Into the darkness, stuff happens, people's schedules happen. It is what it is. Wednesday nights, Full Spectrum Radio, which same time, same place. My show with Dennis, CPR Dennis. I don't know if we're going to be doing it because I will be at the charity event. And Dennis might run the show. We're looking for him for a co-host for Wednesday night. And if that's the case, then Dennis runs the show. And I will be calling in, checking in certain points throughout the night. So anyway, like I said, I won't just sit here and talk to myself and make everybody listen to it for the next hour and a half. So I wish everybody has a good night, and I wish the best. I hope, please, somebody get in contact with me and let me know what's going on. So just want to say thank you, everybody. I apologize. I'm not sure what's going on. If I find out, I will keep you posted. Have a good night.